fund for Martinez Sanchez, ADC number 234289. Currently, and this is under the old policy, he's currently serving one sentence, and that is misconduct involving weapons. He received a 10-year sentence, and he's requesting a reduction of 1 year. His CSED date is listed as February 22nd, 2020. See, that's, and his, let's see, CSED, and his ERC date is listed as May the 9th, 2020. And if he was given a 1 year reduction, he would be available, he would, that would be July 1st, 2019. This particular offense took place on April 21st, 2011. According to the defendant, he was at a friend's house where they had had a party all night, and so he just went to lay down and went to sleep. And the police entered the residence with permission from the owner. And when the defendant woke up, he looked around and he saw a gun close by. And he put the gun in his pocket where when the officers came, they found that he had the gun on him. And he admitted that he was wrong and that he should not have had that weapon because of his criminal history. He felt that, and one reason he felt, he feels that the sentence is excessive, and he did not go into too much detail with that, but he felt that he's missing his family, especially his kids. Initially, he was given, he felt that he was offered, he used the word given, but he thought that he was offered a 6.5-year sentence. Then he felt that it was an 8-year sentence, and then at trial, it ended up being 10.5 years. He does have a criminal history, aggravated assault in 2007, in 2008, misconduct involving a weapon, as well as in 2011. And he also is a was a gang member. He had a disciplinary ticket in 2017 for promoting prison contraband, and in 2016 he also had possession of drugs, which was also a major ticket. The sentence range, because this did go to court, the sentence range would have been anywhere from 10 years to 15 years. He ended up for count one taking the court ended up giving him a 10-year sentence, and that would have been at the lowest end of that sentence. Therefore, I do not feel that the sentence was excessive in as much as he came up at the end. And he could have received more because of his previous records with weapons, but the court was lenient towards him and gave him a 10-year sentence. Therefore, once again, I do not feel that it was excessive, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members. From other board members, and I'm going to move to not to pass Mr. Mr. Sanchez, ADC number 234289. I'm moving not to pass him to phase two, and this will end his hearing. Thank you.